Aaron Atkins, the Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for the International Organization for Migration, or IOM, says a funding gap has strained its humanitarian response across South Sudan. The IOM says it is prioritizing essential care and has no funds for repatriating refugees from Sudan to their original homes in South Sudan.
I think the humanitarian community as a whole is facing some funding constraints in 2024. The plan for 2024 is to try and to streamline our operations and make sure that we're providing as much essential care with recognition that our resources are under a bit of stress financially.
Atkins acknowledges the growing humanitarian needs in South Sudan as thousands of families flee Sudan's conflict. He says the IOM will continue to focus on providing clean drinking water and relocating returnees at a transit center in Rank County to their final destinations.
We don't have the capacity or the ability to do cross-border operations because our own resources in country are limited even to support the needs that already exist in country. So cross-border operations are something that we're in discussions with other organizations to try and understand how and what could be possible. But until now, nothing has materialized.
Gabriel Oloy, Panyikang County Coordinator for the South Sudan Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, says his office can help internally displaced persons to return to their villages.
We are ready to support, so we want people to move. Those who are able to move and they see security is normal, then they can move because they want to work. A human being without chicken, without goat, without cow is nothing. And vulnerable community, that government itself will be vulnerable. Let people not lose hope. Everything comes and goes. Everybody should know that there is time for everything. As it is written in the Bible, so we believe that time will come and everybody will enjoy South Sudan.
50-year-old Nyakimo Wan, a mother of 8 children from Tonga Payam, says she has been waiting to be relocated to a village in Panyikang County. She says she has spent years at the camp for internally displaced persons in Malakal town.
Our children, when we were in Tunga, were in schools, and now they are not getting these services because we don't have any money to pay. We had been cultivating sorghum vegetables in our area, but we don't have any place to work now. We are waiting to go, but how can we go now? No money for transport, and we don't have any means to go.
37-year-old youth leader Sabina Wadeng, who is a father of 6 children, says he is ready to return home to focus on fishing and farming to feed his family. Wilson Akot Ajawin, a 74-year-old father of 20 children, represents Paramount Chiefs at UN Camp for internally displaced persons in Malakal. He says the community is heeding the call of the King of Shuluk to return home. He says they are waiting for support from non-profit aid groups to help families settle in their villages.
We are going home, ships and government ships, we are going home. We are going to set up our norms because there is an order from the king that they are supposed to go there and make those areas clean. That is, the peace is coming. If we are going there with support with those organizations, we are going to be in our areas without returning to Malacca. We are people who now out to fishing the river, cultivate. All this, we are people who want to work, and we know how to work and get food.
Last week, Mustafa Guy Lwal, Commissioner of Panyikang County, said the security situation is stable in the county after the deployment of necessary unified forces in December 2023. Lwal calls on UN agencies and national aid groups to extend their services to Panyikang County to encourage IDPs to return to their villages. For VOA News, I am Amir Abraham Kwart in Malakal.